So tell me, why is there so much sickness in the world? Even good people are suffering from illness. It's because being good is not the same as being God. There are countless good people. The only problem is that they're still human beings. And with all the beliefs that a human being has, including the belief that there is a God somewhere in the human life right here. And sometimes even the belief that God is right here, but so is the human life. And so there is a belief in two-ness, God and the individual. Or it may be expressed as the invisible God and the finite human self. Or it could be God and a human being. Or divine mind and an ego. Or the true self and the false self. Do you not see that all of this is a belief in two-ness? A belief in God and? If you have a belief in God and, well, then the and is something separate and apart from. And your belief will manifest as sickness or illness. Even if you are a good person and do all the right things. That is why you were told that your righteousness must exceed that of the Pharisees. They were good human beings. They dotted every I and they crossed every T. They lived by the law that was set down by Moses and all the laws that were incorporated later by the Hebrews. And they lived 100% by those laws. They were good human beings. And yet they died. They were sick. They had illness. Some of them had leprosy. Being good is not the same as being God. And you are required to rise above that belief, to let go of that belief in God and a human life. Here's the truth as given to you by the Master. I and the Father are one. God, the infinite, is appearing as God, the individual. And so infinity is individual being. God is appearing as your individual being. God is the substance of your individual being. There is not God and your individual being. There is God as your individual being. God is your individual identity. Why am I not proving that? why do I still experience myself as a human being with troubles and problems to overcome, lacks and limitations? If that is the truth, why am I not showing that forth? It is because you do not have the consciousness of it. It is because you do not have the conscious awareness of your own identity. It is because you have the words. You have the letter of truth. But you do not yet have the spirit. It is because you are not abiding in this Christ identity. Because you are not abiding in your God identity. You are abiding in a human identity. It does not mean that the human identity is real. It means that you do not see any farther than, well, than the end of your nose. Reading about God, thinking about God, even praying up to God somewhere, is not the same thing as God individualized. It is not the same thing as experiencing God living itself where you are. And nothing short of that will bring an end to suffering. Paul said, I live, yet not I. Christ liveth in me. And that was a living experience for Paul. That is a living experience. This must become your living experience. You must take a statement, a truth such as, Christ liveth in me. And you must take it within your inner chamber, in that secret place within you. And you must contemplate it, and you must look at it. I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. God is the substance of all form. Therefore, God is the substance of your business. God is the substance of your supply. God is the substance of your companionship. And God is the substance of your body. You do not have a human body. That is to say, you do not have a material body. God is spirit appearing as form. Therefore, your body is spirit appearing as form. Or, your body is spirit formed. Then why does it appear to change? Why does it appear to be born and go through many changes and eventually grow old and die? If God is my body, why is it not eternal like God is? It is because you do not see the body that God gave you. Although that is the only body there is, you see it through a glass darkly. And what is that glass darkly? It is the beliefs. Beliefs that you have accepted throughout your existence. From the first time that somebody said, "Don't let the baby fall," that registered somewhere in your consciousness. Somebody may have told you, "Don't talk to strangers, it's dangerous." Somebody may have said, "You must wash your hands, or you may pick up some germs." Somebody might have said, "If you catch cold, it lasts 7 days, no matter what you do." And finally, somebody might have said, "If you get cancer, there is no hope. You will die." And of course, well, she had to die because she was old. All of these are the beliefs that we have accepted. And what we accept into consciousness is outpictured as form. Now, that does not mean that that is the form that is here. It means that that is the form that we see. But what God created is perfect. And your form is perfect. And so we need to unlearn or unsee these beliefs in order to come into the conscious awareness of the truth. And this we do as we take them into meditation, take the truth into meditation, and allow it to dissolve these beliefs. The place whereon I stand is holy ground. And God made man in His image, and in His likeness. And God saw all that He made, and behold, it was perfect. God is perfect, and it's in Him, His image and likeness. God is expressing itself individually as your being, as your mind, as your soul, as your form, as your body. Let the senses be still now, no matter what picture they are showing you. It is a picture, and not what is out here. And so we are not going to try to fix a picture. No, we're going to bundle them all together and realize what God made is perfect. And what God did not make was not made. John caught the vision of God as individual being. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory. You see, John saw it as a conscious awareness. And that is why they could take John and put him in a pot of boiling oil, and he could laugh and frustrate them to the point where there was nothing they could do but banish him to the Isle of Patmos. They couldn't kill him because he recognized that God is my individual being. And it is in John that we are given the secrets so that we too may discover that God is our individual being, and God appears as our business, companionship, and body. And so we need to take that which John has written into our meditation, that we may also come into the conscious awareness of our oneness. I and the Father are one. And who is this I? Is this I outside of you somewhere? Is this I other than you? I, that which I am. You can say this to yourself as well. I, that which I am, and the Father are one. One and the same being. He that seeth that which I am, seeth the Father, which is appearing as that which I am. I am the way. Knowing this I is God individualized is the way. I am your life. Knowing that God individualized is your form is the truth of being. I am the resurrection. If you abide in this I, at the center of your being, I will resurrect your true identity, your true form. There is nothing that needs to be repaired. No matter what sickness seems to be appearing, that is the error of personal belief. Without a belief in a person, the sickness dissolves. But you in your humanhood cannot say, I'm going to give up my belief in humanhood. Humanhood cannot give up humanhood. It's something other than that. It's dropping your humanhood momentarily and having nothing to do with it in your meditation. It's climbing into, getting a sense of, a feel for God as your individuality. And in that consciousness, that is what you will outpicture, and in a way you know not of. Why is there so much trouble in the world? It seems as if there's always been trouble. It's depressing when I look at it. Man's inhumanity to man, depressions, recessions, car wrecks. Well, just today there was a fine-looking young man that was killed in a race car in Miami. And what about all the abuse that we see in the world against children and against spouses? And what about the senseless struggle in the Middle East that there always seems to be going on? It is because in the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And this I is your individual God being. God the Infinite, expressed, manifested, individualized as your being. That is the I talking. That I has overcome the world. It's already overcome. It's not going to overcome. It didn't overcome before. That I has overcome the world right now. It is not by might that your world will be repaired, not by power that you will overcome it, but by climbing into the awareness of your I identity. In the awareness of the one behind the many, in the conscious awareness that your true self is that one behind the many, there can never be any hurt, any abuse, or any dying. You live and move and have your being in your conscious awareness. And though it is true that 1,000 fall at thy right hand and 10,000 at thy left, none of this world will come nigh your dwelling place if and only if you are dwelling in the conscious realization of your identity. And that may seem selfish, but we all have to live according to our own conscious awareness. And it is not a problem, because every knee will bend. That is, every person will come home to the living God that made them. Everyone will turn within when they are ready. If you are ready now, this can be a decision that will transform your entire being and consequently transform your life. That which you are consciously aware of becomes your outer experience. When you get behind the visible into the invisible kingdom, into your invisible identity, and know that God is individualized as you, then you will know that you can never die, that no one has ever died, that what we saw as someone dying was merely somebody stepping behind the visible scene. No one dies. No one has ever died. And being sad because someone has died only shows that you are focused on a human life. And that very focusing on a human life or human lives is focusing, is seeing through glass darkly. That is the glass darkly. God is individual being. God is your individual being. God is my individual being. God, the infinite God, expresses itself individually in an infinite number of forms, in an infinite number of beings, in an infinite number of variety. But it is God, one. Are you alive or are you dead? I am assuming that if you are listening to my voice, you are alive. And God is your individual being, and God is all individual being. If you are alive, your being, God being, is alive everywhere and has never died and has never been born. Do you see? We need to step into this invisible kingdom which is in the midst of us. Behold, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, right here. And now let's dispel a misconception. There is not the kingdom of heaven and this world. There is not. There is only the kingdom of heaven, the dimension of God. When you see it erroneously, when you see it with the conditioning of the mind, then you see it as this world. But that doesn't change the fact that it is the kingdom of heaven. You live and move and have your being in the kingdom of heaven right now. And the kingdom of heaven lives and moves through you. But you see it through a glass darkly and it becomes distorted. And now it looks like a human life. And it's going to take some meditation and some work to develop the soul faculties that can see through that glass darkly to the underlying reality that is there. And that's the only thing that is needed. The vision to see what is already here through spiritual discernment. And here's another one. There is not God and illusion. There is not God and Maya. There is not God and this world. There is not God and a human life. There is only God life. God, the infinite, expressed individually in an infinite number of forms. All perfect, all the perfection of God made manifest. But when you see it through a glass darkly, it becomes distorted, and you see of this world, a human life, a young life, an old life, a male life, a female life, a child life, a dead life. Let us come up higher and see with spiritual knowing, with that inner faculty that can reveal to you that there is only God appearing. And that's not something that's hard to do. It's only necessary to remind ourselves that I'm seeing God's perfection distorted through the human mind. I'm seeing it as a cranky neighbor. I'm seeing it as a beautiful woman. I'm seeing it as a handsome, virile man. I'm seeing it as a poverty. I'm seeing it as a millionaire. I'm seeing it as a deformed child. I'm seeing it as an old person with Parkinson's. Hotchkins. I'm seeing it as a newborn that's been abandoned. I'm seeing it as an old person that's a streetwalker. Oh, and doesn't my heart bleed? If the heart bleeds, that means that you are seeing it through a glass darkly and totally hypnotized by the picture in front of you. It does not mean that God ever created that. It means that God's perfection is already there, right there, right exactly where you're looking. But you are not seeing what God created. You are seeing it distorted. And now the way to unsee that is to recognize it. This is a distorted picture. I know that God did not create it because what God created is perfect and good. And what God did not create was not made. And so I'm going to have to accept that truth. And I'm going to have to go into meditation and ask that I, God individualized as the I within, to show me through spiritual vision what God made. And in the quietude, God reveals itself right where that glass darkly was appearing. You cannot lift yourself up by your own bootstraps, but you can develop the habit of going within, admitting that I'm not seeing what's really here. I'm seeing something distorted again. Because there cannot be God and any kind of problem or lack or limitation. And so now, God, that I of my being, God, my individuality, what is really here? Don't be surprised if you begin your awakening in ways that you never had before. Why does it appear to take so long, so many years, to make the transformation from man of earth to that man who has his being in Christ? Why does it take so long? It is because you still believe in the calendar, which was created by the human mind. It is because you have not stepped outside of time and space. God is not in time and space. God is outside of time and space. How else would it be possible for that I within you to be able to say, before Abraham was, I am right now? It is because that which you are does not exist in time and space. Time and space is the glass darkly. In your meditation, when you abide in your true identity, you are lifted outside of time and space. And when you are outside of time and space, you are in the eternal now. In the eternal now, you are already home in your God self. In the eternal now, God is already shining forth as you. God is the infinite individual being of all that is, right now. All that God is, you are, because I and the Father are one. You're not becoming one. You are one. God is you. It appears to be taking time because you are becoming consciously aware of it. But it is not taking time. It already is. I already am. And I already am you. And when you know this, and when you, in your meditation, step outside of the box of time and space, do not be surprised when you feel that you have been meditating for 4 or 5 minutes and you open your eyes and a half an hour has passed. Do not be surprised when you feel that you have been meditating for an hour and when you open your eyes only 2 minutes have passed. Do not be surprised when you have the conscious awareness of what you call a previous lifetime. Since there is only the eternal now, there is no previous lifetime. All lives are happening now at the same time. All of the future, all of the past, all is taking place in the now that is your being. And your being stretches onto eternity. Because your being is God being. Time was not created by God. And John again knew this. He had found the timelessness of his true identity, his God identity. Because he said to us that when you reach your true identity, when you reach the kingdom within you, the kingdom of heaven, this world shall roll up like a scroll, and time shall be no more. And so you see, it's not taking a long time. The journey is already complete. When you get up in the morning, if it's early enough and you step outside, it may look as if it's dark and the sun has not yet come up, dawn has not yet broken, but it's already underway. In fact, it's already completed. You are just becoming aware of it coming up over the horizon. And so, in your meditation, take the scriptures, take what John has said, and see if you cannot get a feel of the timeless, boundless self that you are. I am eternal life. I and God are one. All that God has, I have. And God is infinite and eternal. And I am infinite and eternal. All that God has is mine. And God has forever. And so you live, you exist right now, forever. Forever is not something you're going to get in the future. You cannot stick forever into the past, the present, or the future. You cannot stick forever into time. You already exist forever. And the true nature of your being is forever. Do you see the different level of awareness and how we have tried to take infinite God appearing as our forever self, and we have tried to pull that down into a human span, into a parenthesis? Let us reverse that now and no longer work on a human span. Let us work in our meditations and in our truth knowing and in our scripture reading to ascend up into our forever self, into our infinite self, into our eternal self, into our self that is one with God. One and the same being, into ourself that is God, into God that is ourself. In this experience of your true identity lies the answer to every one of your questions. And the answer to your questions, my friend, is this living experience. Have your being in Christ, and you will be the answer. God itself is appearing as individuality, and that individuality is you, your being, your mind, your body, your world. God is that which I am, and that which I am is you. One life, one being, God.